You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I love you, babe, but I don't know why. And when I see you, I'll be so happy I'll cry. It was early in the morning and I didn't have nothing to do. Well, the fields, they were green and the sky, it was blue. Seemed a tiger beneath the willow tree, ringing a dinner bell too. I love you, babe, but I don't know why. And when I see you, I'll be so happy I'll cry. Well, sometimes I wonder, what am I ever gonna do? We're gonna live out my life until the very days through. So let the sun keep on rising and the moon keep on rising too. I love you, babe, but I don't know why. And when I see you, I'll be so happy I'll cry.
Beautiful track, I Love You Babe, by Brandon De La Cruz, who we are speaking with right now. Morena, Brandon, or I should say good afternoon. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon for you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
It's lovely to speak with you ahead of your record coming out tomorrow, which is very exciting. It's called 2 Kilos of Blue. And for folks who are familiar with your music, they might be wondering why we're talking to you in a different time zone. You're based in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, usually, but you do originally come from Portland. And is that where you are right now?
Yeah, essentially. I'm just outside of out of Portland in a little town called McMinnville. Yeah.
Nice. And it's a pretty special record that you've been working on, about 10 years worth of songs that you've gathered together here. What's been the process of creating this album like? It's obviously been a really really long burn for you.
Yeah. I got into a habit of writing music inspired by mythology and literature. I would read a book and I would start writing songs based on the characters and building an album that way. And I did that for the last 10 years. But in the midst of all that, I was also writing songs based on my personal life. And those kind of just started to collect over the years. And it got to the point where I was like, I think I'm ready to pick the best of these and do something with these. And then I found myself in Hamilton and I had some free time because of the pandemic. I had a little extra money saved. I was able to rent a studio and I just had a lot of time to really experiment with the arrangements and try some new things.
It's such a cool combination of ideas that you're working with, obviously writing personal music and then taking cues from mythology. How did you manage to knit those two things together? Did it feel quite like natural by the time it came around, or did you have to really think about that jigsaw puzzle?
It was very natural. It wasn't something it was just something I found myself drawn to, something I found myself moved so much by it to where it just felt like I needed to get something down or needed to express something. And this, the songs that are the mythology ones, just they're personal in that way, you know, then that I'm very moved by them. But then at the same time, they're connected to this source that feels bigger, older.
Totally. When did you start being interested in mythology? And when we're talking mythology, like what part of the world, what sort of time, space does it come from?
Yeah, you know, I was raised Catholic, which has its own mythology. And I think in some way it stems from that, you know, in a way. And being tuned in with, you know, imagery and these sort of archetypal stories and characters. And then, you know, when I was in college, I studied philosophy. I got really into Joseph Campbell and then into Carl Jung, and looking at it in more of this universal way, right, or seeing it in all these different cultures. But the one, you know, the one I most recently sort of got into was Greek mythology in particular. But I'm interested in wherever I am, you know, so like being in New Zealand, I've been pretty interested in Maori mythology, kind of making those connections as well.
What brought you from Portland in Oregon to Kirikiriroa in New Zealand? How did you make the jump to Hamilton?
I right before the pandemic, I was on just a vacation to visit friends in Auckland, and I got into Auckland in February 2020, and I was supposed to fly back to the States in April. And my flight got canceled. I had started dating somebody around that time. And it was just this whirlwind of events. You know, a lot of it was out of my control. It's been kind of fortune in a way, in a lot of ways.
That's such an interesting situation to find yourself in, you know, halfway across the world, in the middle of like the strangest time in the world. And, you know, was it a kind of a fruitful experience in terms of creativity, or was that something you were doing to just pass the days a little bit?
It was fruitful. I mean, it was both of those things. I already had the habit built up of kind of working on a daily basis on something creative, you know, but there's a really good community in Hamilton. There was a really good community of artists based around a space called Never Project Space. A lot of different people making a lot of different music, a lot of different interesting art of all kinds. And they were very accepting. I made a lot of friends really quickly. And and then, like I said, just having that extra time and space because it was a pandemic, things were slower and I had a little extra money. And, you know, usually I'd be working my creative space around the little time I had after work. And for the first time I had like, you know, 20, 30 hours a week I'd sit down and be experimenting.
It's such an evocative title that you've gone for, and 2 Kilos of Blue. That's a Cezanne quote. Tell us a wee bit about why that felt like the right phrase to anchor this record.
Yeah, it took me a while to find the title. I was throwing around a lot for a while. I was trying to find something maybe like that came directly from one of the songs. And I had these different ones I was experimenting with. And I discovered the title in a David Hockney book. He has these books that are like conversations with him and Martin Gayford, where they just talk about his ideas of art and whatever he's working on. And at some stage, he threw out that quote and I loved it and wrote it down. But I found it in my notebook at some point. And when I went and put this collection of songs together originally, you know, I was pulling from a larger collection of songs I'd written. And it just kind of captured the mood. The mood to me is very, I guess heavy in a way, but not heavy in like a dark way, more heavy in like just a lot of a gravitas. I was trying to pull together my songs that kind of had the most reflective or meditative or sort of weight to them, and so which to me, you know, resonates with the shade of blue or the mood of blue or the color of blue. And so, you know, because you could build an album, right, that's more balanced, right, where you have like a happy moment, a sad moment, like, and everything in between. And this one I was really like, I want it to be just like the blue stuff, like the stuff that's weighty. Because a lot of my favorite albums are like that, you know, a lot of them I like all kinds of music, but some of my favorite ones are those ones that are like you put it on when you're in that mood, when it's like that heavier stuff.
Yeah, totally. And I think there's something really lovely, considering that this record's come out of such a long period of time in your life, but then also sort of crystallized around the lockdown. It was a very thoughtful time, I think, for a lot of people. We sort of thrown in with our thoughts whether we wanted to be or not, so it sort of makes sense that would be the gravity or the weight of the record for you. I'm really looking forward to hearing it. It is out everywhere tomorrow. We're going to dive into another track from the album now, Disguise. Brandon, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Are you going to return and play some shows maybe at some point?
Yeah, I'm going to be back in just a couple of weeks, actually. I get back like mid-September, and I'll be back for indefinitely. And then I'm planning shows right now. I've got one in Wellington, actually, that's just getting finalized. That's going to be on the 25th. And then we've got one in Auckland and Hamilton in the works, and that'll be posted up soon.
Awesome. That's really exciting. Well, congratulations on your record. We'll look forward to spinning it tomorrow morning, and we'll see you when you get back to Aotearoa.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You too. Brandon De La Cruz with a track called Disguise. 2 Kilos of Blue is his album coming out tomorrow. Thanks to Brandon for speaking with us. Keep an eye out for gigs announced soon when he gets back to Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.